The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. You're listening to Bite of Reality on America's Web Radio with Mark the Shark. Hope you're having a great day today. I understand Atlanta got clobbered last night with some global warming mix. Hey, listen, you know, as they say in the NOAA weather radio stations, it's only weather. Well, anyway, it's been a great week. We found out a lot of stuff this week, a lot of things interesting. We found out that, well, government is running just the way it normally was. And that's the problem. That's the problem with America. So without any further ado, I'm going to jump right into my favorite part of the show. Rhyme Time with Dr. Shark. In the land of stars and stripes where dreams were said to soar, a tale of changing tides unfolds, of reality no more. America once mighty, now a realm of shifting sand. With truth and fiction intertwine, the lines blurred by a sleight of hand. There is an overture of illusion, as now in America our leaders suffer from delusion. In the dawn of America, truth was held high esteem. As time marched on, cracks appeared like a fragmented dream. Media moguls in their ilk, they sought to bend the truth, to craft a new vision of reality, leaving honesty aloof. Networks peddling half-truths, agendas running rife, opinions masquerading as news, confusing public in real life. Fake news became a rallying cry as echo chambers grew, and the notions of reality dissolved like drops of morning dew. Leaders, once beacons of hope, now dealt in alternative facts, shaping narratives to their will, ignoring truth's blunt impacts. With reality now on shaky ground, divisions now take their toll. Now a nation's torn asunder, losing sight of its ultimate goal. The now shifting landscape, it's a truth we can no longer even escape. In this distorted realm, it's technology that has played its part. A virtual domain emerged, pulling at people's heart. Social media's hypnotic grip, a vortex of illusion, where filters drape reality in a digital delusion. Echoing chambers amplified, biases left unchecked. Confirmation bias took its hold, reality now further wrecked. Deep fakes danced on screen as fact and fiction now blended. The amidst the chaos and deceit, the nation's reality was suspended. Reality became malleable, subjective to one's own mind. Facts lost their firm foundation, leaving national reason far behind. In classrooms and in boardrooms and even in the streets, objective truth grew ever so scarce, replaced by deceitful and censored tweets. But why should we even try to keep the light, to mitigate America's dire, now self-imposed blight? Yet no hope now flickers in the cloudy dark skies, for truth seekers have gotten lost with very weary eyes. Journalists who bravely stood against the tides of all the lies, and thinkers, critics, and folks with brains, did any one of them dare question why? In the hearts of many who are unspoken, we must mend back America and make the country unbroken. I want to see a yearning for the old unity, to bridge the gaps of difference and heal this wounded American community. Is it possible through dialogue, respect, trust to find some common ground? Watching Congress or Senate hearings this week to throw them all out would be quite sound. This journey of America is now long and now it is unclear. We need to change course and get the infection to clear this year. Find a complete new direction. It now is an imperative. For a society's sanity is leaking out like a sieve. For as a country we are now going the wrong direction, but still we must endure to find our truth again, a hope that must mature. For there's no place like home, they say, with stars and stripes unfurled. If we stand still anymore, it'll be too late to reclaim the reality in our world. Once upon a time in a world of fantasy, dwarfs were known for their stature, short and stout, you see. But times have changed and tales have shifted, of course, for dwarfs are no longer short, embracing a very different force. The transformation was always unforeseen. To make dwarfs big-sized weird people, it simply seems like a bad dream. But alas, in the rolling hills of old where legends used to dwell, Dwarfs walk with measured steps. Their stories they'd retell. They mined for precious gems beneath the earth's embrace and crafted wondrous works of art with skill and ancient grace. But as the years spun forward, the stench of magic tide unfurled, the transformation unforeseen that shook the dwarfish world. For in this age of wonder, a spell was cast by Disney anew, and once beloved dwarfs no more. Apparently, they magically grew. No longer were they to be short, as in the days of lore. They now were made to stand tall, their presence short no more. With shoulders broad and heads held high, Disney will try to pass off these imposters as real, no matter how kids cry. For the progressives have now come for your kids full throttle. They no longer believe in the old Disney magic. They must be hitting the bottle. No longer bound by intelligence and the creativity of old, to change the dwarfs into these weirdos is an insult to America, a sight to behold. The blue team has defined words. It's now an upside-down place. Why did Disney think destroying a national icon was something they should embrace? A change in a treasure pulled down our precious statues, too? Progressive society wants to finish turning America into an out-of-control zoo. Bands of teenage gangs under Biden, okay, now pillage our streets. The problem is that those who define sanity, no crime will ever touch the elites. Redefine this, redefine that. If now were a progressive value, would you wear a codfish on as a hat? The dwarfs once underestimated, but not for their size. Now progressive idiots redefine for what? It's just lies. Why can't we all just be normal again and cut all this crap? Don't fall for this garbage and don't fall into their trap. Can we all think with our brain and rise above the idiot liberal fray? Their strength and power amplified by media each and every day. And don't forget the conservatives. Get out of our bedrooms. Get back on your high horses and jump on your brooms. They built grand cities in the sky. Fought for a beauty. Was that wrong? A slight delay and crazy for normalcy. We all long. For if we erase that which we grew up knowing was great, stop listening to these morons. Don't take the bait. Classics are what they are for all their generations to see. When you rip apart our society, no society will be left to be. So stop being stupid and make the classics stay and exist. We Americans are at a breaking point. I fear this country is getting pissed. Dreams no longer dwelling underground, they soared to skies above, exploring realms beyond their own with hearts so full of love. The dwarf spirit is strong. They face the world with zest. They don't change their heights, but what remains is the dwarf's enduring quest. They show the world that size does not define a soul, that strength lies deep within and makes a great person whole. Disney missed the point of and doesn't understand their own creation. It's that these movies for kids and parents had a deeper meaning to this nation. So in this tale of transformation, a real simple lesson can be found, that change is not always good. These ideas for this change should be buried deep underground. The dwarfs who were once short, prove that height is not a defining trait. If Disney continues to screw up, for my money, they will have a long wait. They missed the whole point of their own movie. It's astonishing to me. Of what makes a classic shine bright and ignites the human heart. Now let's make them understand. Stupidity cannot be free. In the annals of history, secrets that are locked away, a document of great import veiled to this very day. But now the time has come, the truth to be unveiled. The Biden document declassified. Will the Bidens finally be nailed? The tapestry of secrets finally being unraveled. Will we see where all the money came from, where Hunter and Joe has traveled? Deep within the government vaults beneath the watchful FBI eye, the Biden documents resided, its contents held awry. Whispers of its existence for months and years did persist. A treasure trove of knowledge, but many sorely we missed. Now the seal is broken and the truth begins to surge. As pages once concealed, this time the swamp creatures must all purge. The secrets of the past now shimmer in what's left of the dim light. A tapestry of history, the unknown revelations now taking flight. Within these secret pages, stories of bribes and strife, of no heroes standing tall in these moments, the lies cut like a knife. Of battles fought for crime and principles once held dear, the struggles to find a legitimate business will now shape a disaster that is very near. From the founding father's vision to struggles with extortion yet untold, the Biden document influenced business soon unfold. Oh, this can't be a source of pride, a testament to the corruption blight, a black eye to liberty and justice, where darkness should have turned to light. With newfound clarity, some lessons we really need. The Biden extortion scream reminds us of the path taken, ignorance you can no longer plead. To safeguard truth and honor, transparency we must demand. In an informed democracy, the principles, truth, and honesty we must keep in hand. Let history not repeat itself in shadows to be concealed, but standing in openness and truth, this nation's face must be revealed. The declassified pride we hold, where is that beacon of light, guiding us towards an American future where justice does shine bright? We must cherish history, both struggles and its success, for truth must be our compass in this nation. If we are to continue, we must profess. The Biden document unmasked a testament to an alleged criminal side. There have to be consequences. No more for criminals. A free ride. So I've had enough of reality at this time, so it's sad to see the truth. For I believed this country wholeheartedly throughout my entire youth. But now I have grown to be a disappointed skeptic of truth and justice now. For all that this country stood for, our readers, I ask, who art thou? There seems to be no end to the disappointment they can be. Time to drain the swamp again, and maybe truth will finally we see. Rhyme time is not happy with what is going on in this country now. Our leaders are out of touch with reality when they use their power as a cash cow. So as we come to the end of rhyme time again this week, I'm going to ask you to pay attention to the rest of the program and not to go to sleep. Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, this week I put a lot of time into coming up with rhyme time because I believe at this point this country is at a real breaking point. I'm seeing something in this country that I've never seen before in my lifetime. And in the past, I understand it did exist, a division so deep that people no longer listened to each other. They no longer saw each other. They were so angry that they couldn't understand anything the other side was saying. It had to deal with racism. It had to deal with ideologues, Democrat, Republican, whatever you were. We just never stood side by side since the Trump-Biden era began. And I don't know if it was a product of Trump and Biden. I don't know if you can point to one particular instance where it started. Did it start under Obama? Because division was sowed under Obama. He definitely sowed division. Because it became somehow about racism. Racism became everything in life. And the worst thing you ever want to be called is a racist. Listen, if you hate everybody the same, well, are you still a racist? I don't know the answer to that. But I can tell you what I do know. This week was a huge disappointment to this country. A huge disappointment. I watched a lot of the hearings of the whistleblowers. Now, of course, the one thing that I love about this country is if you don't like what they're saying, the politicians, 5 minutes later, have no fear, they will change exactly what they said 5 minutes earlier. So politicians have kind of mastered the effect of talking out of both sides of their mouths. And they can tell you anything from one thing to the next thing and then go in not only to the same room, but at the same time tell you something completely different. But this week there was a whole dust up about a song. And this I found to be amazing. This was something that, listen, as a musician, I never expect to see music in the front and center. There is a gentleman, a country music guy by the name of Jason Aldean. And I don't know if he was the star or a big star before. I do listen to country music. I do admit it. I'm a little bit of a redneck here in New York. But I think that what happened this week was really, it was a song that put the finger on exactly what's going on in this country. And I had a whole other topics to speak about. But last night at about 4 o'clock in the morning, I woke up and started writing this down, writing these concepts down, because I think it finally, I understood what the problem in this country had become. So I think I finally figured it out. Here's why this country song, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, it's called, the song is called Try That in a Small Town. And that particular song, that song was amazingly, it was a song about community. It was a song about a small town. And it was a just a singer singing about a small town. But as usual, the lamestream media, the media elites, decided that this song was about racism. And then all of the usual suspects jumped on board. The lamestream media jumped on it like it was a fire. And they needed to go take a look and get their cameras to the fire and see it. Well, here's what I figured out. The concept of community, of civility, of caring about each other has been lost on these moronic people. It has been lost on these who are speaking out against this song. They don't understand what a community is. They don't understand what civility is anymore. We've talked about this before. They have completely disrobed their racist idiocy, their complete inability to comprehend intelligent thought, which is required not only to run a country, quite frankly, but to be in a community. Think about it for a second. The lyrics to this song point out, and basically I'll give you the rundown and I'll get into some of the lyrics a little bit, but if you try to commit a crime in a small town, the community looks out for each other and they will stop the crime. Someone with a brainstem, please, please, and I implore you, email me, write me, send me communications, smoke signals, anything. Try to explain to me, not using some radical stupid language like racist and this, explain to me why this song is offensive. And by the way, for those of you who are listening, go out and play that song. Listen to it 20, 30, 40 times. And by the way, that song just went to number one on the charts. And I'm going to talk about the dumbass award this week, and I'll tell you who it's going to go to. But why is this offensive to care for other human beings? Why is it offensive to take care of a store owner who's being held up? Why is it offensive to stop someone from carjacking a car, an old lady at a red light? Why is it offensive to stop these crimes from taking place, from sucker punching somebody on a street? Why do the left people find this offensive? This is amazing. This is what I see. I see the company, the country, and all of these little companies, all of these left-wing radical companies like Disney and Target and Bud Light, they all jump on board the radical left progressive wing. Well, let me tell you something. America is not radical left. It's not radical light. We drive up the middle. We drive up the middle. And the sooner that people get back to that middle, the sooner this country will get back on track. Well, what do I mean by it? Let me just tell you. I heard all week long everybody was yelling about this song being racist. And I must have listened to the song 20 times this week. And again, I tell you, go out and listen to it. Make it number one for the next 5 months. But here's what I find interesting. You see exactly why the blue cities and the democratically controlled war zones, and I'll use the word run, but I think actually they're really running them into the ground, quite frankly. This is a concept so foreign to them of taking care of a sense of community that they are offended by the concept of having consequences for someone committing criminal acts. That's what the problem is in this country right now. That's not racism. Not racism for holding people accountable for their culpable conduct. That's not racism. That's sanity. That's community. And if you want to call it a small town, yeah, that's a small town. You see, here, according to Merriam-Webster, racism, a belief that race is a fundamental determinant of human traits and capacities, and that racial differences produce an inherent superiority of a particular race. Somebody who believes that that song is racist is, quite frankly, 100% wrong, 1,000% wrong. They don't understand life, and this is the problem. You see, when somebody believes that they're a victim, that everything that happens around them is not their fault, there's no culpability for what they do. So therefore, they think they're the victim. If they go in and hold up a store, if they go and shoot someone, if they carjack a car, it's because, well, gee, I didn't have enough money, and therefore the rich guy with the car deserves to be carjacked, and the guy who owns the store works 100 hours a week. He deserves to be held up because I'm the victim. This is the mentality that we put forth in our cities. We basically greenlight criminality. This is the reality that are our cities. Take a look. Look. They keep saying crime went down. No. In the past 5 years, crime's gone up over 100%. You tell me crime went down. Look at the crime statistics and see where the crime was. It was outrageously high, and now it came down a little. This is like Biden saying, well, inflation's down. No, inflation's not down. Inflation was at 1.5% under the Trumpster. Now, it's at 6. It was at 8. Why does that seem to be, oh, it's down? No, it's not down. It's up. It's like they said gas prices are down. Really? Do they buy gas? Do they even know if they have a car? Or do they have an electric car? And don't even get me started on your electric bill, because everything runs on fossil fuels, by the way. Magic doesn't create electricity. But that's another story. So here we have the reality of the city, the victim mentality. And here's what you have. Here's exactly what's going on. The small town mind, right? Taking care of one another. Daniel Penny, the Marine in New York City in the terror tube. Okay? That's small town. Somebody attacks somebody else. You step in. Everybody steps up. Imagine something. Okay? You're on a subway platform in the Bronx in New York. Or in Atlanta. Okay? In the MARTA system. And somebody goes and starts assaulting someone else. A guy tries to grab a woman's purse and tries to knock her down. And maybe sexually assault her. Imagine if everyone on that platform grabbed that guy and beat the living daylights out of him. Now, I'm not saying everybody should do this. Don't get me wrong. I'm just putting out a hypothetical. Because everybody's a victim, right? All criminals are victims. Hypothetically speaking, if everybody did that, how many criminals do you think would take the chance of getting the living daylights beaten out of them by doing something like that? By sucker punching somebody on the street and then everyone else on that street getting after them, grabbing them, holding them for the police? How many of them do you think will do that? And by the way, let's get to the second half of the equation, of the stupid equation now running in the blue cities. What happens when they get arrested? Cops don't even want to get involved anymore. Because you know what? By the time the officer's done writing out his paperwork, the guy's on the street already. And geniuses in Illinois, I heard, just passed under Pritzker, he wanted to be president. Oh, yeah. They just passed no cash bail anymore. Because it negatively impacts the poor. The poor can't get out of jail. Well, think about this for a second. Here's an idea. Don't commit the crime, and then you won't need cash bail. Now, what about, everybody talks about the victim who is the criminal. What about the community? What about the community that they release these people back into to reoffend? The recidivism rate is amazing. It's ridiculous, but no one ever talks about the impact on those communities. Why? Because it doesn't fit the progressive narrative. Now, why did we all jump on board? Why did we all jump on board of this? Why? And then, here's the other thing. They were yelling about, these nincompoops were yelling about, the fact is this was the small town mentality. No civility. Well, guess what? Civility is taking care of your neighbor. When I grew up, everybody knew each other on the block. If something went down, everybody was there. Everybody came to help. There wasn't this individual, self-contained area. But yet, you know what? Now, I don't know everybody on the block. I don't know the people around me. I know some of them, but I don't know everyone. Why? Because we've lost that sense of community. Now, by the way, with this song, with Jason Aldean, there was this whole big thing about the courthouse. Let me give you a little history on the courthouse. It's called the Maury County Courthouse in Columbia, Tennessee. This courthouse has been used in several different movies. Several different movies. Not just one. Several different movies, including, okay, by Hallmark, including a Hannah Montana movie. But yet no one yelled about this courthouse being the scene in 1927 of a lynching of Henry Coate. Why? Because it wasn't anything about the courthouse. When you take something and make it about racism, you no longer have an argument anymore. Because you can't argue the facts. You can't make an argument for the other side, so you just call it racist. And then everybody goes, oh, it's racist. Guess what, folks? It's not racist. The courthouse is not racist. Because bad things happen. I bet every place you've ever been, something bad has happened. Something to a minority or something to a different religious group has happened. So does that mean we shouldn't do anything anywhere? We should just focus on a green screen behind us? People, wake up. Wake up, America. Stop taking the bait. And I got to tell you, the people on television are the biggest race baiters I've ever seen in my life. By the way, I looked at the video and I watched this video, and all of the scenes in the video, they're not created. They're not some CGI. They're not artificial intelligent videos. They are real videos from things that happened in the cities in this country. You don't like that? Well, then change it. Go back to the sense of community. Now, we're going to pick this up right after this commercial break. Stand by. You're not going to want to miss this. Hang in there.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/America's Web Radio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@americaswebradio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back. You're listening to Bite of Reality on America's Web Radio with Mark the Shark. Just a quick plug. If you like what you're hearing, you can call the station, email the station, become a sponsor, because this is how we bring it to you. We're a commercial radio station. If we don't have sponsors, we don't have a radio station. So we need you. You got to support us. If you like the message, come support us. You'll love it. And I'll also give a plug to On Point with Victor Amendirez. Our little guy. This is the Greg Gutfeld of America's Web Radio. He's great. You're going to listen to his show. It's on Tuesdays. And then Locked and Loaded as well on two. So getting back to what I was discussing, this Jason Aldean song, it kind of, at the beginning of the week, I was like, yeah, whatever. But the reality is that it's the culmination of the stupidity of the progressive left. This is, we call a song racist. And then everybody can jump on board. Everybody can dogpile. Oh, is that a dog whistle? It's a dog whistle. Well, I can tell you, most of the people in this Congress and the Senate and all these leaders, these ancient leaders who are calling this a dog whistle, I'm betting they couldn't even hear a dog whistle at their age. And that's not a knock on age, by the way. That's just a knock on our republic. But call this song racist. It's simple. It's an absurd. It's an absurd attack on America. This is America's core values, the civility, the social justice of intelligence, of taking care of one another. Without these concepts, Everything is racist. Everything is racist if there are no concepts of civility. So some of the words in this song, sucker punch somebody on a sidewalk, carjack an old lady at a red light, pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store, and you think it's cool, well, act like a fool if you like. What is racist about that? Why is that racist? Because the media says it's racist? Why? Because they have nothing to say. And by the way, this song has been out, I believe, since May. And no one ever jumped on it. But this is the flavor of the week. This is what they do. They attack things when things are slow. They come after you. Because they don't want things in the media to show up. They focus on something that is irrelevant to real life. But you know what? I found it to be very, very interesting that this song really embodies the entire problem in this country. We've lost that small town ideology of taking care of one another, of being civil to each other. We've gone bonkers. And I love that word, by the way. But I wanted to get some other things in here today. I did spend a lot of time on that, but I thought it was important because it kind of caught me and woke me up and I got here. But Biden's at it again. Wait, folks, here it comes. $475 billion on the Education Act of 1966. Biden is once again right. Watch. What did I say to you a couple weeks ago and last week again? I said, wait, he's going to try for the second round right before the election to try to do the student loan thing again. Folks, don't be fooled. Listen, educated people, college people, don't be idiots. I know some of these schools out there are teaching you to be idiots because it's much easier to control idiots. But use whatever something they may have taught you to understand what he's doing is just trying to buy votes. This is an in-kind contribution. Was the Federal Election Committee. Here's the other thing. I talked about it last week in detail, but I love the concept of everybody was yelling about Trump with his executive orders, and now everybody, like that brainless AOC, is yelling that Biden should do things by executive order. This is what I said before. They can talk out of both sides of their mouth at the same time with two different, completely different concepts that are in opposition to each other and internally incongruent, but that's okay. They don't care because nobody pays attention. Why? Well, here's what I loved about this. This week, they kind of concluded their cocaine brain drain. No specs, no suspects, no clues, no real investigation. Case closed. Why does that sound familiar to me? Haven't heard that before. Is that word Biden? Something attached to Biden. So somehow or another, the Gilgo Beach murders on Long Island, and I don't know if any of you are familiar with that. This is a series of murders that after 12 years, they have now solved, or allegedly solved, because he just was arrested. He's being held. He's not convicted until convicted. So it's alleged Gilgo Beach murderer. 12 years, they catch this guy, and they use DNA. And somehow or another, a bag of cocaine in the White House, with I'm betting on my bottom dollar. I've spoken to law enforcement people that I know. I'm betting the bottom dollar that there was DNA, if not even fingerprints, all over that bag. Because when you touch something with your fingers, you leave fingerprints. You leave DNA. And if you stuck your face in there, there's DNA all over that envelope. But somehow, plastic baggie. But somehow or another, this elite Secret Service, and I'm telling you, they are the top of the top who protect our president. They are the top people in this nation. If there is a peak performance, they're beyond the peak performance. And they didn't come up with DNA everywhere. There was no DNA on the locker. There was no DNA anywhere. And no fingerprints. This reminds me of that kids movie, Spies in Disguise, with Will Smith, where they couldn't find him because he had turned into a bird. And they couldn't find him anywhere. No footprints, no DNA, no nothing. All they found was a little blue feather. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was a bird that left it there. That White House is the most recorded, secure facility in this country. And yet someone snuck a bag of cocaine in. Folks, I'm not buying it. But here we go. Jamie Ruskin, who thinks he's in charge of his mental faculties here, says, we were having the whistleblower committee this week, and this was great. He thinks that the legitimacy of the whistleblower committee was being degraded. It was being questioned. This is a guy who took part in the January 6th lynch mob committee for Donald Trump, where they threw off all the Republicans that were chosen to be on it by the minority, and they put on, well, we know who they put on, Kinzinger and Cheney, those lapdogs. They're definitely Democrats, but never to be heard from again, I hope. But this, they find, is a legitimate committee, the January 6th committee, but nope, investigating Biden, illegitimate, not happening. Can't be real, right? Can't be real. So he gets up there and he says, the committee is not legitimate. They're not looking for the truth. Well, they have no evidence. Well, I got to tell you, after listening to a large portion of this hearing, and it goes on for a while, folks, I'm pretty sure that you will find no evidence if you don't look for evidence. That's a real kind of given. You know, that's a reality. I know reality and facts get in the way of Democratic stories. And I understand that. They don't want an investigation because if you wanted an investigation and you didn't think anybody was there or any evidence was there, you wouldn't care if they investigated till the cows come home. But when you know that something's there, listen, Jamie Raskin only plays an idiot on TV. He really isn't one. But he understands what's going on here. He understands what happened. Because you know what? I think in their hearts, every one of the Democrats, even though they'll confess till the day they die that they think Biden's innocent of anything, they all know what happened here. It's pretty clear. And I'm going to jump right into this right now. Senator Grassley, and a big shout out to Senator Grassley for keep pushing, for getting this released. There is something called an FD 1023, which is a reporting document by the FBI, which was released this week. Now, this document is an investigation that the FBI sits down with a witness, and they call it a CHS, confidential human source. They sat down with this confidential human source, and you ready for this, folks? June 30th of 2020. So, the confidential human source and Astapenko, who's one of the gentlemen in there, traveled to Ukraine and went to Burisma's office. Now, this gets even better. They went with Hunter Biden. And at some point, one of the guys, his name is Pajarski, he says Hunter Biden was not smart. He's not as smart as my dog. So they wanted to get additional counsel, but this is where it gets better. That's not the big deal. So Hunter's involved in this. But here's the key. The confidential human source recalled this meeting, and I'm quoting, recalled this meeting took place around the time Joe Biden made a public statement about former Ukraine prosecutor General Viktor Shokin being corrupt and that he should be fired and removed from office. That's a quote from that 1023, the FD 1023 of the FBI. So, do those of you remember when Joe Biden went on television and he was bragging about getting Shokin fired after he decided that he would withhold $1 billion if Shokin wasn't fired? And he said, son of a bee, he got fired before he left in that 6-hour time period. Wow, what a mess, huh? Wow, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. What do I find obscure or something fishy about that? Nothing yet, but here's the problem. It gets better. Now, what happens here after he gets him fired, okay, in this 1023, it says, Zichevsky said Burisma would likely lose the trial if they went to trial in Ukraine, and they wouldn't prove that they were innocent. So Zichevsky also laughed at CHS number of 50,000 for the attorney they'd hire for that trial. Why was that important? Because he said that it cost $5 million to pay one Biden and $5 million to pay the other Biden. Take, let that sink in for a second. It cost $5 million to pay one Biden and $5 million to another Biden. Huh. Now, although they thought Hunter Biden was as stupid as Zyuchevsky's dog, they needed to keep him on so that, and I quote, everything will be okay. Well, gee, is that a foreign agent? Was that a foreign agent registration mistake? I don't recall seeing anything that Hunter Biden was registered foreign agent. So now it gets even better. When they talked about the fact that Biden lost the election and that he was coerced to pay this $10 million, five to each Biden, he turned to him and he said, I hope you have some backup proof for your words. And I'm quoting here. Namely, that Zyuchevsky was forced to pay the Bidens. Zyuchevsky replied he has many text messages and, quote, recordings that show that he was coerced to make such payments. Wow. Does anyone else find that amazing? In an FBI document from 2020, there is a reference to the then vice president taking $10 million on behalf of him and his son to force someone into paying basically what I perceive to be, my opinion, an out-and-out bribe. Right? So then he goes further, okay? He says again, regarding the CHS, again, confidential human sources, aforementioned reporting that Zyuchevsky said he has many text messages and recordings that show he was coerced to make such payments, CHS clarified to Zyuchevsky that said that he had a total of 17 recordings involving, wait for this, involving the Bidens. Two of the recordings included Joe Biden, and the remaining 15 recordings only Hunter Biden. Did you get that? Because obviously the FBI didn't get that. Now, they also were concerned about the evidence of the wire transfers. Why were they concerned about wire transfers? Huh. That's interesting. Why were they concerned about that? Well, he responded, it would take the investigators 10 years to find the records. The illicit payments to Joe Biden. CHS told Zyuchevsky, if he ever needed help in the future, wanted to speak to somebody in the U.S. government about the matter, that the confidential human source could introduce him to someone. Why is this so important? Why does this even matter? Because guess what? It's no longer, and this is what the Republicans have been trying to get to, it's no longer about Hunter Biden. It was never about Hunter Biden, honestly, for me. I don't care what Hunter does. Quite frankly, I think he's smarter. Zelensky's dog is smarter than him. I beg to differ. This guy's brilliant. How do you get $17 million on a drug-infested mind frame? He's a smart guy, Hunter Biden. He's a very smart guy. Unless there was someone else behind him. So that's the point. That's why I bring it up. But then, you know, we're coming up on the anniversary of the 13 dead servicemen coming up in August that when we surrendered Afghanistan, flew out of there. And simply to this date, we have no, absolutely no answers. No one has been held accountable for anything in that. I think our Gold Star families deserve more than this. I think they deserve more. Just my thoughts again. But here we go. I'm going to give the Republicans a little bit of help here. I'm going to give them a little push towards the election. At the border, disorder. Still crazy after these Biden years. 40% of the catch and release program on the Biden watch have disappeared into the country and will never be heard of again. They can't be located. And as part of this little doodad, okay, almost 7 million people will have come into this country illegally by the time Biden create or functions this year, if he's functioning now. But here's the interesting fact. I'm now finding out that there are 85,000 illegal children that came into this country that we have no idea where they are. Think about that for a second. 85,000 children are missing in this country. And somehow or another, this isn't a priority in our government. Do you get the feeling it's broken? Do you understand what I'm saying now? And not only is it broken, but it's destroying itself. It's destroying the country. The government needs to focus. So you're telling me right now, based on the facts and the figures, that 85,000 children are missing in this country, presumably either in the sex trade or in illegal labor. And we're okay with that. We're okay with the exploitation of children coming in through the southern border. Well, here's a newsflash, geniuses. Stop it. Shut the border. Shut the border. You put up a fence around the Capitol. That was easy to do, right? You got all the steel. You got everything laid out for you because Trump got it. And now he wasn't able to build it because of all the stupid lawsuits. And the liberal federal judges said, whoa, we want people to come in illegally. Let them break the law. We're okay with that. And then have the federal government transport them all over the country in violation of federal law. But the courts are okay with it. Yeah, I believe they should question the ethics of the court. But by the way, Jamie Raskin and your ilk, not the Supreme Court, the federal bar court, the court that says it's okay to bring and sneak people into this country and then transfer them all over the country with no culpable conduct being assessed. Zero. So here we go. Republicans, make child trafficking, building the wall and stopping it, a primary platform, center of your platform. You need to close the border to save the children. Turn it around. Turn it around. Okay? Just like the Democrats did with abortion, they're coming for your abortion. They're coming for your marriage. Make child trafficking front and center. 85,000 already. Imagine that. But then here's the better part of this country. I have a real question as to whether or not somebody's telling the truth after hearing these whistleblowers. Is David Weiss lying, the prosecutor who went out the subway? Apparently, this was an amazing story on CNN, that David Weiss went out to get a sub at Subway. That's a story for CNN. That's how many listeners they have, okay? Now, they don't cover the Daniel Perry terror tube attack, but they're going to cover the subway. David Weiss gets a subway, and apparently there's a secret message in the subway. Which is pretty amazing. I mean, folks, what point of this country is ridiculous? The media in this country has gone completely nuts. And by the way, conservatives, you billionaires out there, you better step up. You better start contributing. You better start contributing like to places like America's Web Radio. Because when they take us out, when they defund us, when they take this away, you don't hear this anymore. You don't hear this great commentary. And that's a problem. So all you conservatives out there with all this money, you billionaires, get into the game. Because the liberals are doing it. They're kicking your butts. They got this organization, that organization. They're tying up the conservatives in court for years. And you guys are sitting on the wayside. You're on your yachts and doing nothing. Get in the game. Really. And I got to tell you, one of the things I didn't intend to talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it again. This country needs to have a step up. We really need to step up our game. If you want this country to stay in the middle, you got to step up your game here. What do I mean by that? We no longer have the ability not to cancel people as conservatives. Why? Look what CMT did to Jason Aldean. They pulled him off the air because a bunch of idiots yelled and said that's a racist song. How about the conservatives? You know what? I'm calling for a full-out boycott of CMT. By the way, the parent company being Paramount Media Networks. Okay? Paramount Media Networks. Write that down. Anything with Paramount, anything with CMT Network, get it off. Don't watch it. Don't listen to it. Don't give them your money. Wake them up. We need to do that. And I disagree with Sean Hannity. I don't disagree with a lot. Some of the things he says I do. But on this particular point, obviously boycotts work. Ask Hugo Chavez. If you don't know who he is, look it up. But go duck, duck, go. Don't go Google. Boycotts work, folks. And the problem in this country is that the Republicans and the conservatives are always late to the table to figure it out. Just like the ballot harvesting issue with the elections. They missed that whole thing. They said, we're going to go on election day. Well, something happens. You can't go vote. Whatever. You miss voting. Something happens. Bad weather. Whatever. Voting machines are down. Something goes wrong. Get out there and vote early. They want to have voting year? Go vote early in the year. Go vote January 2nd. Go out there. Don't let them take this election away from you again. Don't be an idiot. When you sit in your living room and you yell at the TV like I do, at least I step up and I do something after I yell at the TV. Because I'll tell you, there's a lot of yelling that needs to be done. But this is not a problem that started now. It didn't start today. It started 50 years ago. The radicals have infiltrated your education system. They have literally taken it over. Literally. And we watched it happen. Because quite frankly, nobody knew what was going on in the schools until COVID. When we started seeing what they were teaching our kids, they took down the American flag and put up the gay pride flag. Hey, you want to put the gay pride flag next to the American flag? Not a problem. Put up all the flags. Who cares? Make it like the UN. But that American flag better be front and center. Go ahead. We got a question in the audience.
Not really a question mark as much as a statement. And the statement is, you can make a difference. And everybody said, well, I'm only one vote, or I'm only one person, or I'm only one. Well, by golly, your one can make a hell of a big difference if you get off your butt and do something. I've got to do a shout out to a number of veterans that have taken it on themselves to tell their buddies about America's Web Radio. And we are increasing, I would say almost daily, our listenership on our veteran shows and the downloads that we're doing, our podcasts and so forth. And you can make a difference. Look at what the mothers have done in the schools, where they found out what the kids were not being taught. It wasn't a matter of what they, well, part of it was what they were being taught, that there are 57 different sexes in the world or whatever, and that, you know, if you're a little boy and you wanted to be a little girl, well, that's okay. And
they wouldn't tell the parents. They wouldn't tell the parents.
Exactly. And so, you know, we got to get it in mind. I can make a difference. And
well, I'll tell
that's
you
what I'm trying to do at America's Web Radio is make a difference and expose what needs to be exposed. And this wokeism and BLM and all this is a bunch of garbage. And it's part of a plan that started back in the 50s to take over the United States.
Yeah, and they have done it successfully.
And they've done it very well.
They have indoctrinated our youth.
Because,
and they knew.
Because they had a plan.
Yeah, the Marxists and the socialists knew how to do this. And the conservatives were busy making money. They were out trying to get their families healthy and trying to keep the family together. The socialists and Marxists want to destroy the family unit. They want to take it away. Because then you're easier to control. And but there's a Latin statement, e pluribus unum, out of many, one. And that's that concept. If you get one guy, and then you get 10 guys, and then you get 1,000 guys, and 1,000,000 guys, and then 20 million, and 40 million, you can do something. You have the power. We the people have the power, and that's what we're missing. We've given that power away. Because quite frankly, listen, it's hard work running things. I've ran a business. It's hard work, but it's also rewarding. But you have to go out there and you have to make sure that these companies understand the one phrase. And this is the phrase, go woke, go broke. Remember that. It kind of rhymes, too. Maybe I'll use that in rhyme time next week. Go woke, go broke. It's very simple. They have to immediately understand the impact of sticking their noses into politics. When these companies who should be doing what they do best, make your product, give your service, make customer service important. Do that. When you don't do that and you get into politics, I think America has to speak up. You know, all of these people, I can no longer endorse the fact that conservatives need to take the high road. You know, we need to get in the trenches with the blue team. We need to beat them at their own game. We need to get together. We need to bring this country back together. This country is falling apart. But before we go, I want to get to my dumbass award of the week. And the dumbass award of the week goes to CMT Network for canceling Jason Aldean. The song Try That in a Small Town, because they missed the point. Just like Disney and the dwarfs, they missed the point of their own creation. And that's the problem. Community is what makes America, America. A sense of pride, a sense of joy. And you want to know why you don't have military joining up? The people who are going to fight for this country? Because you're too busy in these woke ideologies instead of lethality and mission concentration. Accomplishment of mission and lethality is what the military should focus on. Nobody's going to join up for drag shows. I'm sorry. Not where you're fighting from. And the Chinese and the Iranians and the North Koreans, they're laughing their butts off. And we better straighten out in this country because we're going down. We're losing this country really quickly. And like Lincoln said, nobody from the outside of these shores will ever conquer us. We will only be destroyed from interior. And what's happening right before our eyes. So you got to step up, folks. You got to take care of business. It is hard work. Listen, it's not easy doing this show every week, but I do it every week for you guys. I want you guys to understand what's going on, and I try to bring you up to date each and every week to let you know your voices are being heard, but we still have to keep going. We have to keep going forward, because if we stop, the other side wins and we lose. More importantly, we lose, and I don't really want to lose this country. My kids don't understand, but that's okay. As long as I preserve this country for them, that's what I want to do. And that's what you need to do, everybody in this audience, everybody who hears this show. And tell your friends. Tell your friends to listen. Tell them to understand what's going on. And tell them to step up and do something. Bring back that small town community. That's what we need. I want to thank you guys for listening to Bite of Reality. Have a great week, and you've been listening to Mark the Shark on America's Web Radio. Take care.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.